B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us right
now. From PC Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
You guys have been great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning, you beautiful, beautiful person, you. Talking to the listener.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's Loren's anniversary. You should be sweet to her.
I am sweet to her. I'm a big fan.
Thank you, Roy. But why does he need to be sweet to me today?
Everybody should be sweet to you on your anniversary, no?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Tell everyone about the card your husband gave you.
This isn't just any anniversary, by the way. It's my 10-year wedding anniversary with my husband.
Oh, so man.
10 years.
Roll out the red carpet.
In Corona. Yeah. I mean, normally, I would be off gallivanting in Italy somewhere.
Right.
No kidding. You know, that dream was dashed in March.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Gone.
What are you going to do for your 10?
I don't know. We have a reservation at Stir tonight.
Okay.
I've never been, but it looks really cool.
Yeah.
The weather looks fantastic.
I know. It's, like, supposed to be crappy all day. Is that
a sign?
A sign for the next 10 years of my life.
Yeah. on your wedding anniversary, Hurricane Sally barrels through the Queen City.
You know what's funny, though, is it was supposed to, like, monsoon on our actual wedding day, and our, like, coordinator and caterer was like, you need a tent and just for a backup. And I was like, no, I'm not getting a tent. I'm not doing it.
That sounds right.
And do you know, it didn't rain a lick. It was beautiful that day.
Mother Nature was like, what's on my agenda today? Rain in South Florida? Ooh, Loren, nope, pass.
No, gotta avoid that.
She won't let it rain there.
I don't want the wrath of rain.
It's like a dome over my wedding.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations on 10 years. Ours is in April. And remember, we're going to try and go with the other couple, but we got to get them drunk so that they can book the trip.
Do you think you'll be able to travel by April?
I think so.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, they're saying that the vaccine, I just saw the story this morning. We turned the news on in here. And apparently the vaccine's going to come out in phases.
Yeah.
So phase one of the vaccine, which should be here at the end of October, will be for people who are most susceptible. Mm-hmm. Roy's.
I get in first.
And then frontline.
Then if you don't turn into a zombie, the rest of us will get it.
And then, like, frontline people.
Yeah.
And then, which might include students going to school and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then everyone else.
Yeah.
That's what they say, and then there should be enough for everyone.
I mean, I hope so, because I'm ready to travel again. Like, even Dallas was like, I mean, do you want to try to go to Napa? And I was like, no, I don't want to get on a plane.
It's like, I thought you meant, if I'm going to leave, I'm going to leave this country.
Oh.
You mean Napa, yeah. Italy? No, Napa, California. Plus Napa, good thing you didn't go there because, like, they canceled football games or canceling baseball games because of the smoke.
You know what? Every single time we go to Napa, it's on fire. I swear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
California's on fire a lot.
I've been really wanting to go up to the New York City. I've been dying to get back up there.
Yeah, they're not really open.
Oh.
You know?
And if I go there, they make me stay in a hotel for 14 days.
That's terrible.
And they have checkpoints all throughout the city.
I don't know how true that is, though. I have to be honest with you. My sister-in-law's there right now, and she was only there for 2 days. And she was there on business.
Amanda's going for work in October, but I think you're allowed to do that. You know, isn't that interesting?
But why would you have to quarantine for 14 days, but you can still work?
Well, North Carolina's still a hot zone, according to New York.
I see. Okay.
So if you have that North Carolina ID.
Remember how you blew past the trooper in Florida?
Yeah.
That's what Roy would have to do.
Yeah.
All right. So what about your day yesterday, Roy? What'd you do?
So I love my neighbors in my neighborhood. I walk there every evening. I really enjoy it. But it is not even October. And I swear to God, one of my neighbors looks like they're constructing a haunted house. And it's a bit much. It's lights. It's a whole production. And I kind of feel like Halloween's canceled.
It's not.
I think just trick-or-treating is probably canceled.
It's not.
I walk past it and I'm like,
trick-or-treating someone?
No.
Oh, you sure? Yeah. I ain't going to allow no kids coming up near me, coughing on the candy, taking candy. Are you nuts?
No, it's not canceled.
My lights are off this year. Don't
come to
the
chance on Halloween.
Yeah.
Huh.
You should look at a lot of people who are.
Yeah, I read the Nextdoor app and it's pretty much on in our neighborhoods.
But you guys don't believe in the coronavirus.
What are you talking about?
Yes, I
do.
You do.
You know what the plan is? Is like people are just going to be at like the end of their driveway and stuff, and you just pick up candy out of the.
But then why would
container?
I want my kid to reach into something that some kid probably sneezed and slobbered in?
Well, because we know 8 months after the virus has been here that we don't get it on surfaces. We get it through droplets that go through the air.
I don't know.
Right? I mean, do we have to have this conversation again?
Maybe somebody could wear gloves and pass them out. That way one person's touching the candy as opposed to like a bunch of little rugrats touching the candy.
No, stop it. What's wrong with you guys? You're regressing.
No, we're not regressing. You're being way too...
No, look, Labor Day just happened. There was no spike. In fact, we're down to 5% positive rate.
Labor Day, does everybody reach in the same bowl?
Well, remember everybody was all freaked out because people are going to be partying on Labor Day? We didn't have a spike. We're going in the right direction.
I think we are going in the right direction.
I'm just serious.
Not going to have my kid.
This is how I argue with my wife.
Yeah,
she hates when I talk to her in this tone.
I don't hate it. I just think you're an idiot.
Yeah, it's fine. That's how I argue with Amanda sometimes. I go, what are you talking about? And she's heated and she hates that because she's elevated.
Oh, anytime you can be extremely calm during a fight is like ammo.
Doesn't matter. What? Well, it's going to be great.
But no, so he's decorating. He has like jack-o'-lanterns lit up. The trees have lights in them. It's a whole production.
Yeah, now there's a house in my neighborhood doing the same thing, and I have to say it's COVID. And I hear Christmas is going to be big this year and early.
I'm like,
so Halloween's
down.
Big and early. Christmas is big and early to give people...
Christmas at the Chateau is going to be amazing.
It's going to be like the Biltmore. I can't wait for that.
I know, it just...
Roy's laughing at something that happened off the air.
I didn't mean to do it, but...
All right, we'll put video of it up so you guys can see what just happened in the studio. Let's move on with the show. I can see how it's going to be today. It's going to be a fantastic show. I'm loving it already.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Meeting War on the Red Morning Show. Kiss 95.1. So, the top things that you hear when someone bangs... on that stall door.
Why are you banging on the stall door anyway? Can't you just look underneath and see if there's feet?
I think that's creepier.
Not like, don't stick your head under there, but you can dip your head down.
What's wrong with you? So, you would rather someone look under than knock?
Not, I don't want you to like get in the stall with me, but if you just take a glance to see if there's shoes in there, I'm all right with that.
All of these, I'm sure you've said. Of course, the I'm in here.
Yeah.
Someone's in here. Just a minute.
That's my go-to.
Just a minute.
Yeah. Just a minute.
Well, what if it's not a minute? What if you need more than a minute?
And then some people are a little bit more forward. Excuse me. And then I'm pooping.
All right, let's quickly go around the room. I'll knock. Roy, what do you say?
Gosh, I don't know if I'd immediately respond at first.
You would ignore that?
I would.
That's fine.
I would ignore it.
Okay.
I think, because here's my thing. If you push it and it doesn't open, you know someone's in. Why knock? I had that. I was down in South Carolina, down near Charleston, stopped at like a little rest stop, and I was in the bathroom, and someone did that exact same thing. And when I left, because I didn't say anything, she kept over and over and over.
Oh, my gosh.
And so when I finally came out, I was like, I was in there. She goes, well, you didn't say anything. I'm like, the door was locked. What did you think? And she said her thing was, well, sometimes the employees lock it, and they forget to unlock it.
So then why don't you go to the front desk and ask them if they have a key for it?
Well, now you're going to have the front desk person and this woman coming to investigate Roy in the saw?
My thing is, is that really a case, though? Is that happening?
No, because even if you continuously knock, if there's no one in there, hey, sweetheart, nobody's going to answer the door.
It is weird that Roy says no one's in here, and then he picks his feet up.
I get scared.
Like a turtle. What do you say, Loren?
Just a minute.
Really? Just a minute's yours.
You probably say I'm pooping. You're probably
no,
gross.
No. Mine's more like, yo. That's probably what I would do. Yo. Someone's in here. I don't really use the stalls, though. Like, you pee in the stall.
Oh, yeah. I don't use the urinal. I get shy when someone stands beside me.
Yeah.
That's the only option we have.
I know you guys. Do you get knocks a lot? here?
No.
No.
I try to use the bathroom when there's no one in there.
Same. So do I. I don't want it to be a whole, because I'll go with Maney because he's very talkative to strangers, and I think that's funny. But I would never do that. Like, that's like the worst thing to do in a bathroom, to strike up a conversation. You don't do that.
How are things? How's everything coming out in the end?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Maney will make noises and grunts to be funny.
It's always a show, whether the mic's on or not. If you're with me, just know it's always a show, which is probably why my wife is worn out by me.
But. He unzips his pants before he even gets to the urinal. It's a whole thing with him.
That is true. This is me in the hallway, Loren, like heading to the bathroom. I hit the wrong button. Dang it.
It's all right, buddy. Oh, is your machine broken?
There it is.
Oh, there it is.
That's me in the hallway.
And then you don't even fully zip up before you get to the sink. You let it all.
Yeah.
You're just.
I'm ready for business, bro. I'm a plane landing. Wheels out. I'm coming in. God. Hey, let's take a quick break. When we come back, this is actually funny and entertaining at the same time, because legit, I know the songs we play on the radio, but typically I don't listen to them. Therefore, I don't really know what they're about. But there's someone on the show who does. We can give her a title and an artist of someone we play on Kiss, and she'll tell us what the song's about and sing a line, if not the entire song.
All right, we'll discuss.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So there's a member of the Maney Roy and the Rim Morning Show that feels music. You know, here on the show, we talk to you, we have fun, we listen to the beats, but we don't really know what the artists are saying.
And a lot of times, in all fairness, Roy, when the music's on, we're in here talking to each other and planning our next segment, and the music is down. It's kind of like, I hate to say it, filler for us.
Mm-hmm. Kind of, but producer Nicole feels the music. Like, there's just some songs. I'll drive home listening to Kiss, and a certain song will come on. I'll have no clue what it is, but I'm like, I bet Nicole is crying and singing every lyric to this song.
You want to know what my favorite quote is?
What?
When words fail, music speaks.
There it is. You just feel it, which, you know, I think everybody at some point in their life goes through that,
mm-hmm.
you know, when they really into the music. Like, when I first got into radio and I did music shows, I was into the music, man. I was into it. Now that I do talk shows, I can't keep up.
It's true, but given the choice of music, country, classic rock, like what K-104.7 plays, which is what I really love, like, mm-hmm. I love being on the pop station.
Same.
Because I love being part of what's happening now.
Yeah.
There's like a really cool aspect to the new stuff coming out. Nicole, we'll play a couple songs for you. And, like, you tell us what they're about and sing as many lines as you can, okay?
Oh, easy.
All right, here's Taylor Swift's Cardigan. Is it about a sweater?
The sweater is a reference.
Maybe. Vintage tea, brand new phone.
Oh.
High heels on, cobblestone.
Oh, you even know the
when
word.
When you are young, they assume you know nothing.
It just sounds sad.
All right, what's it about, though?
So she feels like an old cardigan. So it's like remembering like your first love or a good love, and you find something that reminds you of that person, and you're like, oh, like that was my favorite cardigan. That I love that.
This is a good song. This is like a happy song.
No, I mean, it's like reminiscing, but it's like she remembers when she was your favorite.
Okay, how about this one? If the world was ending.
This is her jam.
I know. Oh, this is the one, by the way, I heard that I was like, Nicole knows this.
I was distracted and in traffic. I didn't feel it when the earthquake happened, but it really got me thinking.
It's so crucial.
Were you out drinking? Were you in the living room chilling, watching television? It's been a year now. Think I figured out how.
I mean, to me, this is still new, and I'm like, I have no idea how you know the lyrics.
No, it's been out a year.
It's been out for a while. So what I hear this song is that there's been a tragedy of an earthquake, and everyone is scared.
What?
Is that not what's happening?
It's more so in, like, relation to if everything was ending, like, you wouldn't want relationships to be untied. Like, you would want the people you love to know you love them. You would
deeper.
Want...
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, if the stuff hits the fan, I'm just trying to survive. I don't care about relationships.
I'm sure as hell not going to be singing a love song. All right, how about this one? I hope.
Oh, I could.
Gabby and Charlie.
I could scream this.
I actually like this one, too, because it cracks. It's funny.
Now, is it a love song?
No.
It's a breakup song.
It's a breakup song. But it sounds like a love song.
Yes.
I hope she makes you smile. The way you made me smile.
This is a good song.
Oh, so she's talking about she's been cheated on?
She has been cheated on by person A. Person A is now with person B. And she hopes that he gets cheated on, just like she got cheated on.
Okay.
But she wants you to go through all the love first and then get cheated on.
To really make sure it hurts.
Does Charlie Puth respond trying to defend himself in the song? No. Okay.
No, he wants the cheating to happen to too.
Yeah, he's talking to somebody else. It's a different relationship.
Holy crap.
I know.
All right, last one. Moral of the story. Ash and Niall Horan.
Oh, this is a good one. This is like a positive ending song.
Oh my gosh, I thought it was about a divorce.
I swear, I thought it was so depressing. I didn't know what it was.
No, it's basically saying, hey, you know what? This was a mistake. I'm in pain. You hurt me. But moral of the story is, some mistakes get made. That's all right. That's
okay.
You know
what? If it's a fun song, can't it be like this? This is fun. This sounds fun. I don't even know what the lyrics are about, but it just...
I don't either.
This is BTS. But I hear
they
didn't speak English.
Well, I think that they're pretending.
I think one of them speak English.
How do you pretend to speak English?
Well, I don't think they know what they're saying, but I think that they're just saying what's on in front of the
It's
lyrics.
Like when Elena hands me, my Italian au pair hands me a piece of paper and says, read this.
Right.
No, it's in... Oh.
Either way, I hear this and I'm like, this is fun.
They have a LeBron James reference in the song. They don't write their own music, though, right?
Sweet.
I have no clue.
There you go, BTS fans. You finally got your song on the radio. I'll be here for 2 seconds.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mandy, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
All right, Roy, you do the mind bender. I'm going to throw something out to you.
Oh, okay. See, if I'm smart, I see what's happening.
79% of people say that they've accidentally done this inside of a store. 79% in an MSN poll.
Have accidentally done this inside of a store.
Loren, you feel free to jump in too if you would like. 79% of people admit they've done this inside of a store.
Does it take something?
Nope.
It's not stealing?
Nope.
Okay. Is it gross?
No. Well, because it's coming from me, it's going to be gross.
No, I had a couple gross ideas.
I'd like to walk down that path.
Okay.
It's right in front of you guys, and you're missing it.
Oh, you know when you go to the door, and it says pull, but you push it, and you can't open?
No, you're thinking too deep.
Oh,
79% of people... They say they've broken something inside of a store, broken some merchandise, and an additional 48% say that they've hidden it, which means that 30% or so had to pay for it and got busted.
Do you guys I was going to say, do you guys remember? I was in, the store's not there anymore, but it was Charming Charlie, I think it was, in Stonecrest, and I walked in, and the three girls in there were like, big fans of the show, and I had a whole conversation with them, and then I walked around a display case, and I ended up breaking, like, a porcelain pineapple.
Was I with you?
No.
Okay.
I was by myself, and I shattered it. Like, it wasn't kind of broken. Like, the whole store turned around after I just had a whole conversation with these three girls about how they were big fans of the show, and I was like, you're probably never listening again. Yeah.
Did you pay for it?
I tried to. They wouldn't let me.
And then they went out of business. That's good, Loren.
And the sign, I was wondering why I walked past that place and the sign said closed because of Loren. Now I know what it means.
MRL.
I'll tell you what I'm guilty of, and I wonder if you guys are guilty of this too inside of a store. I'm bad, and Amanda hates this. If I get something on like aisle 6, I'll put it back on like aisle 3.
Oh, I do that too. I am bad about that.
I bought Roundup, or I got Roundup in my cart at Target, and I realized in like the home goods section that I didn't want it, So I put it, like, on the ground by the towels.
I try to take
it. But it was so far for me to go back.
I know. I try to take it to the register, though, and, like, leave it at the register with a cashier or somebody so that it doesn't look like somebody just littered.
Well, you could be like some of my family members and be like, well, I'm keeping somebody employed. Keep doing this, get somebody a job.
I also like when I see that. I like when I'm at, like, Target's a good example where you're in, like, the grocery area. And you see, like, a toy, and then you have in your head what happened. Well, the kid grabbed it, brought it to his mom or dad, and they said, no, leave it.
Wait, this happened to me yesterday. I was at Target. I found slippers in, like, the baby section, but they were, like, adult slippers. And I was like, oh, these are really nice slippers. So I put them in my bag because they were my size. I got to the front. They didn't have a tag on them, so I left them there. I was like, I'm not going all the way back there to try to find these slippers to find out how much they are. I'm like, forget it.
And people are texting in. They hate people like us, by the way. A lot of Target employees are like, love the show, hate what you do.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren.
For Trucker Bob out there who listens to us on the podcast, coast to coast, the Manny, Roy, and Lauren show, and of course here in the Carolinas on Kiss 95.1. So I have a house full this weekend.
Full of people, I'd hope.
Yes. My mother-in-law's here. Amanda's grandmother's here. Her sister's coming in from Memphis. And I was told that I would be on full kid duty, like on Saturday. They're doing a bunch of different things. They're going to go to brunch. They're going to go to the Billy Graham Library. They're going to go to some garden somewhere. It's supposed to be really nice this weekend.
Is that all that open with the COVID stuff? I guess it is.
I would assume they did the research, Roy.
Just so you know, the botanical gardens are only open to members.
Okay.
During COVID.
Okay. I don't know where they're going, but that's kind of the idea. And so this is, though, a backup to what was supposed to happen. And I want to throw this out there right now so that while I tell the story, maybe producer Nicole could grab some other stories and you guys have time to text us. But how did the older person in your life celebrate in a big way? Like celebrate either their wedding anniversary or celebrate like a birthday, 704-570-9595. Because Amanda's grandmother was supposed to celebrate her 80th birthday. Are you all ready for this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were supposed to go up to the Asheville area this weekend and watch her zip line.
What?
She wanted to zip line for her 80th birthday.
That's awesome.
On like one of the tallest hanging zip lines. And we looked into it back in like, you know, April. And they were open and they were doing it. But when it just push came to shove, everyone felt like it wasn't the safest thing to do because of COVID. Not because of grandma, but like we just didn't want to travel everywhere and bring everybody in, you know.
Had nothing to do with grandma's hip.
No.
So she's an active older woman.
She wants to be.
Yeah.
It really surprised me. Like, quite honestly, my mother is in better shape physically, and they're both than me.
Yes.
It's true. My mom used to go to the gym every day, and she's fighting breast cancer and fell on her hip.
Yeah.
She's tough, my mom. But the doctor said because my mom was in such good shape, and she had, like, really, like, the body of a 60-year-old and not an 80-year-old. So, but she would never do the zip line thing.
Okay.
Like, she doesn't even want to celebrate 80, and it's coming.
Aw.
I love you, Mom.
Gotta celebrate it.
And I know you listen, but it's coming.
Yeah.
My dad's 80 this October. Well, Amanda's grandmother's 80, and she wanted to do the zip line. But it's funny because sometimes these people celebrate these big milestones, and they want to go out with a bang.
Well, and you hear about, like, old people jumping out of airplanes and skydiving, and I won't even do that as a young guy. I have no desire to.
I mean, maybe once you get to that point in your life, you're like, meh, if something happens, it happens. I lived a long life.
Got a few years left anyway.
Right.
Yesterday on the show, we said happy birthday to a 99-year-old. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a long time on this earth.
Yeah. So we want to hear from you. What did the older person in your life, whether it was a grandparent or, you know, an in-law, their grandparents, whoever it was, like, how did they celebrate their big life moment?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Manny, 94 on the Rim Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. Maine's got a grand, your wife's grandma.
Yes.
Is coming to town to celebrate the 80th. You were going to go ziplining, but that's been since canceled, which is nuts to do a fun, what you would consider young people activity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she was adamant about wanting to do it. And I think once we get, you know, back to normal, quote unquote, she'll do it. It could be 81, could be 82. But
I hope I'm that cool when I'm that age.
Grams is doing it. Hi, Alexis in Gastonia.
Hi.
What cool thing did the older person in your life do?
Well, my grandmother, when she was 65, she went skydiving with my aunt.
What? Did she have to sign like some crazy waiver?
Not that I'm aware of, but she was like, I want to go skydiving, and sure enough, she did, and she had a blast.
I would be terrified if I was tandem to her. I don't want this responsibility.
Every 2 seconds, you'd be like, scream, okay, hey, say something.
Alexis, did you get to go somewhere and watch Grandma come down?
I did, and I was younger at the time, so it was really weird seeing my grandma kind of fall from the sky.
Thanks, Alexis. Roy, this is a good one.
Lori in Indian Land, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Thanks. Hi, everyone.
So where'd you take your grandma?
Am I allowed to say the name of the place? Or
I don't care.
It was a female impersonation club in Florida called Lick.
A drag bar.
Oh, it was a drag bar?
It was absolutely hysterical.
Oh.
I was actually a little nervous to go myself. My sister lives in Florida and knew of it and just thought it would be a fun, different thing to do.
Yeah.
On the way there, my mom was a little nervous. They ask you if you're a birthday person to wear a crown, and my mother's like, no, I don't want to wear a crown. About a half hour, a couple drinks. Like,
crown. Oh, that's awesome.
The stage, the pictures.
Oh, that's great.
She even put her hand on one of their...
We get it.
Thanks, Lori.
I love a good drag bar.
Me too.
So much fun.
That's awesome. Yeah, things got out of control on the stage, and I feel like there's a lot more to that story, but we have to go to break.
I know.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
Y'all, I think there's some creepers out there. You guys know I trust no one. But we got a DM from Emily, and she's wondering if someone is creepy. Now, I've already jumped to the conclusion that it's very creepy, but I feel like maybe I'm rushing to that conclusion.
Okay.
So Emily sent us a DM and she wants to know, how do you guys tell if a guy is creeping on you or they just have similar workout schedules? I go to the gym and there's a guy who ends up working out beside me every single time at every single new machine I go to.
Machine part. Weird.
Yeah. She says, what are the odds that we're just on the same workout schedule and we happen to be at like adjacent machines, or is he really creeping?
Get over yourself, Emily. I mean, come on. That's my first thought, you're on the same workout schedule. What if he's thinking the same thing about her?
What if he saw how much progress she's making? I was like, I better copy whatever she's doing. let me help. I don't know what this machine is. I'll figure it out.
But he's not like following her from machine to machine. Like she's working out on legs, I'm sure. And he's on, I don't know, the arm press. They just happen to be side by side.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
But you do a rotation in a gym.
Yeah.
And maybe they're on just the same timing and the same rotation. Plus, Emily, look for more clues.
Like, is he staring at you?
Yeah. Is he creepy about it? Has he said anything to you? I think it's just purely the same schedule. But maybe people that go to the gym can text us and tell us, like, how often you see somebody, but you don't talk to them, and you're just on the same schedule. Like, think about the people at Starbucks or Dunkin'.
Oh, yeah, well.
You're on the same schedule.
Okay. I used to run into things like that. I used to always go to the gas station, and I'd run into the same people.
Okay, but now let me ask you this. You end up at Starbucks, Manny, and I end up there, too. And then you go to the gas station, and I happen to be at the pump next to you.
Okay, that's extreme, but this is all in the same building.
Yeah.
Is the gas station near the Starbucks?
Because yes,
I'm still
is.
Not having a deal. I'm not having a problem with
it. It's across the street
on
East.
It's a public place. Now, if they show up to your work and don't work there, that's a red flag.
Oh, okay. That's where we're going to get the restraining order.
Yeah. If you work in a medical building and they're, I don't know, in HR uptown, that's weird.
Mania is like, if they pull in your driveway behind you and walk into your house, that's...
Be suspicious.
Red flag.
I don't know. I don't know. Where do you stand?
I would say keep an eye on it. It's a little sus.
Yeah.
It's a little. But nothing yet to cause concern. Yeah. Maybe he wants to like ask her out on a date and he's trying to find the courage, the poor thing.
That's true.
Or what if he's having the same conversation? Like, what's up with this chick following me around?
704 says they take the light rail from Pineville and they're on the same schedule as like 7 or 8 people.
Okay, but that's different. Light rail's different,
is it?
Feel like.
Well, because it's a timed thing.
Oh, okay.
Because you have to be at work at a certain time, and it's a travel thing.
But let me ask you this, 704, if you're running late, and like one or two people show up at the same time you do, and you're running late often, then that's a little suspicious.
That is suspicious. You can weigh in as well at the MRL show on Instagram, but we got to get to Can't Beat Loren. Free cheer one for a year. We'll play coming up at 5.
Ring it.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Bridget, welcome to the Meanie Ryan Loren Morning Show.
Good morning.
You are playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. Just so you know, Bridget, I did some smack talk off the air to freak Loren out.
Yeah.
Just so you know, I told her that these are so difficult, she's going to lose. So go ahead and kick her out of the studio because she's all rattled.
All right, Loren, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
All right, Loren. I really did Thanks, that, by y'all. The way.
I heard. I saw you guys over there going back and forth. Bye, Loren. Right,
Loren's leaving the studio.
All right. Free Cheerwine soft drink for a year. Bridget, if you can take down Loren, playing for everyone in Hickory. Hugh Jackman and Deadpool have teamed up for a commercial for Hugh's Laughing Man Coffee. What actor plays Deadpool?
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Lochte opened up about being estranged from his mother and revealed they haven't spoken in years. You may know Ryan from competing in what Olympic sport? Three?
Track.
Track and field? Okay. Question three. This Jonas, who is married to Priyanka Chopra, celebrated his 28th birthday yesterday. We wonder if he did it in Belmont. Who's that?
Nick.
This actor who has played in movies such as Bruce Almighty and The Grinch is signed on to play Joe Biden on Saturday Night Live. That actor's name is?
Joe Almighty and The Grinch. Oh, it's not Jim Carrey, is that?
Go ahead and say that one.
Jim Carrey?
Question five. Nicely done. Taylor Swift and her boyfriend can breathe a sigh of relief because one of her stalkers is going to be spending 30 months behind bars. Who's Taylor Swift's lesser-known boyfriend?
Oh, no.
Three?
I don't know.
Okay, no answer there. Come on in, Loren.
All right, Loren's coming back into the studio.
All right, how did Bridget do?
Loren, Bridget got three correct. Here okay. we go.
All right, question one. Hugh Jackman and Deadpool have teamed up for a commercial for Hughes' Laughing Man Coffee. What actor plays Deadpool?
Ryan Reynolds.
1-1.
Ryan Lochte opened up about being estranged from his mother and revealed that they actually haven't spoken in years. You may know Ryan from what Olympic sport?
Swimming.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Bridget said track and field 2-1.
Yeah, Ryan used to hang out around Charlotte for a while.
He was training here.
This Jonas, who is married to Priyanka Chopra, celebrated his 28th birthday yesterday. Wonder if he did it in Belmont.
Kevin.
That is incorrect.
Oh, my gosh.
What's wrong with you?
Bridget got that one correct.
Ooh.
It's 2-2. We're tied.
Cocky. This actor who has played in movies such as Bruce Almighty and The Grinch is signed on to play Joe Biden on Saturday Night Live. What actor are we talking about?
Jim Carrey.
That's right. 3-3. We're tied.
Taylor Swift and her boyfriend can breathe a sigh of relief because one of her stalkers is going to be spending 30 months behind bars. Who is her lesser-known boyfriend?
Joe Allen.
That is correct. Unfortunately, no answer from Bridget on that one. Final score barely getting by. 4-3. Loren, 29 wins.
That slip. Yep. All right, Bridget, you almost got me. You know what I want to hear before we let you go, though?
My name is Bridget, and I can't be Loren.
Thanks for playing, Bridget.
Thanks.
Kevin is married to who?
Some model.
Danielle.
No, yeah.
Come on. Know your Jonas trivia.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Callie, you sent us a message and said that your new boyfriend, or newer boyfriend, Justin, I guess, you guys haven't been dating that long, but you think he was a little bit more serious in the beginning than you're feeling in the relationship right now. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, we've been together for about 5 months, and in the beginning, he was all over me, and he called me and texted me all the time, and I just feel like he's been, I don't know, withdrawing, pulling back from me lately, and I don't know why. I can't put my finger on it. So a mutual friend that introduced us, she couldn't confirm that the fiance that he had, that they were, you know, like, completely done. She thought they were done, though.
Okay. I mean, are you seeing him on late night phone calls? Is he mysteriously going away for hours at night? I mean, is it just him just being pulled back? I mean, what?
Yeah, what's the real reason that got you to say, hey, I got to do War of the Roses?
I mean, okay. So he's just being dodgy, you know, whereas like he would come over. Mm-hmm. He's not coming over.
I mean,
he's not coming over at night.
I can't say I wouldn't be surprised if old fiance is kind of lingering again then.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, though, if like a guy after 5 months wants to just pull back without, I know, Loren, you're supposed to have the conversation, you know, maybe he wants to slow things down.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he's just subtly trying to slow things down. Maybe he will send it to you, but let's find out.
Okay, I'm going to give him a phone call. Here's the deal, though. When we ask him who you want to send the flowers to, make sure you wait and hear also what he puts on the note. That could be very telling, okay?
But okay.
Kelly, right. do you know the fiance's name, just out of curiosity?
Her name is Megan.
Okay. All right. Let's I'm going to call him up. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Justin, please.
Yeah, this is Justin.
Hi, Justin. My name is Amber. I'm calling from Flowers for you. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Did I interrupt anything? Is this a good time?
Nothing I can't get back into.
Okay. Hopefully I can make your day a little better. I have a dozen beautiful red roses for you to send to someone you love. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected you to be able to send these flowers.
Okay. Yeah, that's actually like, that actually works out really well because I'm not really working right now. So to have something nice to give to someone free, that's actually really good.
Yeah, great. Okay, so you have someone in mind you'd like to send these to?
Can you hold on a minute?
Sure.
Oh, this dude is wasted. Right?
Yeah.
It sounds like it.
I mean, it's 1:15 in the afternoon.
Should be quiet.
He's not on the phone. He put the phone down.
I know, but in case he comes back.
I don't hear a thing. Did he pass out?
Shh. Justin, are you there? Did we get disconnected?
No, we're on the line.
Where the heck did he go?
Callie, you're still there, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's he doing? You didn't tell us he was a pothead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. Oh, I'm glad you're still there. Everything's okay, right?
Yeah, everything's great.
Okay. So do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send these flowers to?
Let's do Megan. Let's do Meg. That'd be good.
Okay. And I have a card to go with these roses.
I mean, I'm not a poet guy. So just something romantic, you know.
Okay, so this is a romantic relationship that we're sending these flowers for.
I mean, it'd be nice. Yeah, you can put that on there. That's fine. That's cool.
Okay.
I knew it. I freaking knew it. Justin. What?
Callie?
Callie.
Wait, you work for the flower place?
You idiot. What kind of idiot are you? I work for the flower place. You know where I work.
I'm sorry. It's not funny, but Justin, no. Callie does not work for the flower place. You're on War of the Roses on the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show. We catch cheaters. And
you're on the radio.
Oh, my God.
Clearly, you're cheating with Meg or Megan.
Why are you doing this? You've been back with Meg. You're back with Meg?
Okay, look. With Meg, like, I don't know. She just, like, gets me, you know? Like, we kick it and play Xbox and, like, eat Fritos and stuff. It's just...
What? You eat Fritos? Come on.
What we have is, like, one thing, but, like, I don't know. This is just, like, so chill and fun and stuff.
Okay.
You know what? Well, you and Ned, you go and you smoke all the weed you want. I don't want you. You're disgusting. You disgust me.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, have fun playing Fortnite.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Do you have any dumb questions?
This comes because Loren asked us something off the air the other day, and we said, oh, you know what we need to do? We need to talk about this on the air before we even answer it for you, so you still don't have an answer to your dumb question.
No.
Because I even, too, when Loren asked this dumb question, I was like, I have them. I got tons of them, actually.
So you get a pass. So we're going to play you get a dumb question pass if you have a question that you want answered. 704-570-9595, a question that, like, you think everybody knows, so you're afraid to ask it. Like, I used to do in math class.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the math teacher in middle school would be like, everybody knows that 4 divided by 2 is 2, right? So let's move on. And I'm like, I don't. But I don't want to stop the class.
I feel like I have lots of dumb questions. And yesterday was just like, it was one of those times where I stopped and I was like, do I really want to ask them this? Or I could probably just look it up myself.
What was your question?
It was, you guys know the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know if that had any relation to the movie Forrest Gump. I didn't know.
Which he does.
I mean, yeah, of course.
But it's like such a chain restaurant. Like, I would think, I don't know. I wanted to know which one came first, too.
You're right. I'm not supposed to come at you because you do get dumb question
pass
amnesty, or you do get a dumb question pass here. But think about it. So, in other words, the director of Forrest Gump, which it's passing me by, was it Spielberg? I don't think he did Forrest Gump. Anyway. You mean to tell me that, like, he made the movie about Forrest Gump after he went and ate at a Forrest Gump shrimp place?
No, but I don't know.
And he's like, this would make a great storyline, a great, like, F storyline in the movie.
Don't make fun of me.
No, we're not making fun of you. And we won't make fun of you either, or the radio family, when you call in at 704-570-9595 to show you that I have dumb questions, Loren. I don't know. Is Frankenstein the monster or the doctor? I don't know who's Frankenstein.
Frankenstein's the monster.
I don't know if I could be in here. I might have to leave because I don't know if I could be nice.
I have no clue. My gut says Frankenstein is the monster. That's my gut.
I believe you're correct.
But I don't know.
But his name is Dr. Frankenstein.
Let me Google. Oh, it is Dr. Frankenstein. So
that's
he's
his
the doctor.
Name. Yeah.
So who's the monster?
Well, he named it Frankenstein.
The doctor made a clone of himself?
Well, no, because Frankenstein's dopey. But he made a monster and named him Frankenstein. It would be like Roy making a monster named Brown.
It says right here, Frankenstein is the name of the doctor, not the monster.
Oh.
But he calls the monster Frankenstein.
So not a dumb question,
then. That's tough, man. That's a but you knew it. Manny knew it.
Yeah. That's why I said maybe I have to leave, because I know dumb trivia. 803 texted in and said, are limes just unripened lemons?
Oh, I believe that. That looks right.
No, they're not.
Oh, it's not?
No, they're two different fruits.
I'm so stupid.
I think so, too. But like, lime and lemons are really close.
Right.
The only thing that's different is the color. And
they're both citrusy.
Could you, if we blindfolded you and gave you a lime and gave you a lemon, you'd be able to tell which is which?
100%.
I think everybody could. Could you not?
No, I don't know. I'm just thinking.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
future segment.
I could.
No, I'm not thinking of it. I'm thinking in my head if I could do that. Like, I'm trying to taste the difference in my head.
Yeah.
Give me some more, Roy. You said you had a couple.
Okay. I really don't know this. I've seen other people do it, but is it actually okay for goldfish to be in fish bowls, or should they be in aquariums? Because I can't figure out. So many people have them in fish bowls, but then when aquariums have the machine with all the bubbles, so I don't know.
I have heard that goldfish have really short memories, so they don't know that they're in a smaller bowl, that they just keep swimming.
Let's ask Nicole. Hey, Nicole. Roy wants to know if a fish is safe in a fish bowl, or should it be in a larger aquarium-type atmosphere?
And don't do any of that humane society crap.
Well, the ocean is a perfect spot for them, Roy.
Okay, PETA.
The ocean is a great spot for them. But I think depending on the fish, there is a recommended like gallon size. But yes, I've heard that goldfish in particular don't know. They don't have memory.
Yeah, so they swim from one side of the bowl and then they swim back and they forgot that they were just there.
Yeah. And see, I think I've heard that, but I was too afraid. I feel like everyone already knew that.
Everybody's texting in. Nobody wants to call in because they don't want to put their name on the radio or their voice. That's fine.
But this is a really good one. Where do hamsters live out in the wild? I've never seen a hamster in the wild.
I agree. I wouldn't even know.
Google it. See where they're native to. I don't know the answer to that one. Hamsters might not. You worked at Petco or PetSmart. Nicole, are they just strictly domesticated?
I think they're just pets.
So
I don't know.
You can find
guinea pigs, New Guinea.
The first hamsters. I guess that means that they're not around anymore. It was in Greece, Romania, Belgium, and northern China. This is the first.
If you're just joining us, we are playing There's No Dumb Questions, started by Loren, who wanted to know if the Bubba Gump Shrimp Factory, the restaurant, had anything to do with the movie.
Did you know that Guy Fieri's restaurant came because of Guy Fieri?
Listen,
he didn't just go to the restaurant and change his name to
it. I'm not asking the question anymore. I'll just Google it myself. You want to know why nobody's calling in? Because of you two.
I know. I said I might have to leave. But Loren, have you ever eaten at a Bubba Gump Shrimp Factory? Okay. And like on the wall is like
Forrest Gump stuff.
Like Forrest Gump stuff,
I
and like
know,
an homage.
But I don't know which came first. Like, they could have had this idea, and then the movie came out, and they're like, oh, we're going to capitalize on that, too.
Lorenz wanted to know what came first, the Disney movies or Disney Park?
That is a good question, by the way. A lot of Disney movies came after the park. Something 828 said, something I never knew was that animals actually sleep during sleep completely through hibernation, or don't actually sleep completely through hibernation.
Hmm. 704 texted in, are gnats baby flies?
It's not a bad question.
I saw one about Alexander Hamilton, too, and I can't find it now. They didn't know who Alexander Hamilton was.
Wasn't he the president?
No, he was never a president.
He helped make presidents.
Okay, I was going to say, he was up in the chain, though.
But have you never seen the play?
No, because it's always, when I was in New York, you had to be famous and rich to get in. Mm-hmm. And then now I lost interest.
It's on Disney Plus now. Don't you log into somebody else's Disney Plus?
No, they changed the password. Oh. And I don't want to reach out to the listener that changed the password.
704 sent a text, dumb question, a pass. Do cats really have 9 lives?
They do. I mean, I've seen videos of them falling from huge heights and they live.
Do mute people text?
Mute people.
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, isn't that probably the way they would text?
I don't know. I need an answer on gnats being baby flies when we come back, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's do that in 5.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Congratulations, you get a pass. a dumb question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get a dumb question pass today, thanks to Loren.
Now I'm sorry I shared it.
No, I'm glad you did. Listen, I told you from the beginning of this segment a half hour ago it was going to be hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I kind of chuckle at what people know and don't know, but I love that you have the guts to ask. And your question was?
Does the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company have anything to do with Forrest Gump?
Okay, fair enough.
The movie.
We decided it does. It came from the movie. 828 says, what's the difference between a hotel and a motel?
Well, a motel, I believe, is the door is on the outside of the exterior part of the building. Mm-hmm. Like, you drive up to the door, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in a hotel, you enter through a lobby, and there's, like, more amenities.
Here's the difference. Lauren's never been to a motel.
Yes, I have. Shut
just
up.
Just if you think, look at a hotel, and you, if Loren hasn't stayed there,
it's a motel. Yeah,
or you could be like my dad, and every hotel's a motel.
Yeah,
that's a cool move.
Yeah,
if you've stayed somewhere where the big feature is HBO in the room, chances are it's a motel.
Yep.
If you stay somewhere where the big feature is, you will get grapes fed to you by hand while someone fans you. That's where Loren stays. That's
if,
a hotel.
If the sign still says color television, that's definitely a motel.
Now, somebody did ask a really good dumb question. They wanted to know, are gnats just baby bugs, like baby
fruit flies?
And they're not. Gnats are actually full-grown insects. Yeah. They're not babies. They're adults.
I actually think that they are attracted to, like, moss and, fungus.
Yeah. Okay. 704-570-9595. Here is someone on line. Let's go to line 10. Good morning, Taylor.
Hi, how are y'all?
We're good. Thanks to Loren, you get a pass on dumb questions today.
Wonderful.
So what's your dumb question?
So I feel like I fundamentally do not understand the game of golf, because when you're doing well at something, as a golf reference, or as well as you should be, you're on par. And when you're not doing well at something, as a golf reference, people say you're subpar. But isn't that good in golf?
Isn't par...
I feel like the world just fundamentally doesn't understand golf.
Isn't par, like, where you, like, I would consider it, like, average, right?
You know what's interesting, Taylor, is we are playing in the Eastwood Homes golf tournament this coming Tuesday. So I want to hear what Loren thinks about the golf scores and what Loren knows about the golf scores.
I know par is like, if it's a par three, then you have three shots to get it to the hole.
Which means you would be even.
Right. That's what I mean.
So if you played all 18 holes and you made par in all of them, you'd be even at.
Right. But that's what I would consider an average golfer, though, right?
I mean, I think that's above average.
You think it's above average?
Yeah.
Okay.
But in golf, Taylor, the lower score is the better score. Whereas in most sports, if you have a zero and the other team has 21, chances are, like in football, you're losing.
Yeah, but we don't say, oh, no, you just fumbled and it's a good thing.
No, but we say, like, hey, Tiger Woods is five under par, and that's really good. That's good.
He's five under par and that's good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he was five over par, it wouldn't be good. So it is kind of the opposite.
I also use the term, can I get a mulligan, like, in my everyday life.
What does that even mean?
It means, like, an extra stroke, like a do-over.
A free without without it being a penalty against
you. You know what, Taylor, I'm with you. Screw golf. This is too complicated.
I will say golf is the most boring sport in the entire world to watch. Fun to play.
Correct, yes.
Thanks, and hopefully we helped you answer your dumb question today.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
Did you see this funny text message from 601?
Mm-hmm.
I work in hotels, and it's so degrading when a guest calls us a motel.
Well, get ready. My dad, he'll walk into a nice Hilton. He'd be like, man, it's a nice motel.
All right, don't go anywhere, because it coming up in less than 10 minutes, we're going to talk about if you have a dream about moving furniture, you know what we're talking about. If you have a dream about moving furniture about a friend, what does that mean? We'll discuss coming up in less than 10 minutes.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren at Kiss 95.1.
Have you ever had a dream about a friend where it's kind of intimate, moving furniture-wise?
Well, I've never dreamed about you two in such a way.
I think I have. I think I mentioned on the air that I did once.
I thought that was just between me and you.
I said, I'm sorry, Roy, I can't control my dreams.
Well, it might mean something, and it could go a little deeper than actually wanting a relationship or feeling a relationship.
Oh, okay.
So psychologists say that you could be attracted to them, and that's the most common interpretation.
And isn't that okay to be attracted to your significant other's friends? Or is there something really wrong with that?
I mean, I think you can just appreciate a good-looking person.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
But that one surprised me on the list because normally your dreams don't mean anything that they are. Like if, I have dreams of tornadoes a lot,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like running from one, and all that means is my life is a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's a little more face value, right? Then it could be that your friend's actually attracted to you and subconsciously you're picking up on their vibes.
That's interesting.
Great. Yeah.
Giving people hope.
It's your subconscious giving you a little wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Everybody right now in their car is like going through their Rolodex of the people, the guys and gals that want them.
I don't know that I've ever had a moving furniture dream about like a friend.
Hmm. I'm sure I've had.
Oh, I definitely have.
I'm sure
you just don't remember. You choose not to remember one about me.
Yeah. About you?
Yeah.
Okay. It could be a reflection of the intimacy in your platonic relationship. So just because you're hooking up with them in your dream doesn't mean that you actually really want to hook up with them. It could just be that you guys click on such an easy level. Like you could finish each other's sentences.
Like, I love my buddy Jason in New Jersey so much that I could have a dream about being physical with him tonight. And it doesn't mean that I'm gay and in love with Jason. It just means I really cherish my platonic relationship with him.
Yeah.
No, that's nice. Thanks, brain.
I think we could unpack that one just a little bit.
You think? I don't know. I can't control what I dream, though.
Yeah. It could just be simply about the intimacy and vulnerability that you feel when you're with that person. Like, they get you on every level.
I like to believe that dreams mean nothing. I think that's easier for me.
I don't dream too often.
You do. You dream. You just don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember anything.
You dream a lot. I dream all the time.
But I forget, Roy. I remember we've had this conversation and we've actually looked it up. Our majority of dreams, I think if I remember right, the article we read said a majority of dreams are longer than you think. Because some of us feel like we have quick 20-minute dreams and another 30-minute, then another 20-minute. But you really dream long.
Yeah, people could dream about like a whole day and they wake up and it was like a 15 minute nap.
That's crazy. Okay. All right. Thanks. We'll put that list up at kiss951.com. When you dream about your friends, what it really means.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss95.1.
Breaking news, Highway 51 near Sardis Road shut down.
That affects people in Burke County.
Yeah.
No, that's obviously down here in Mecklenburg County, but the heavy rain has arrived here in South End near Uptown in Charlotte. This is remnants of Hurricane Sally.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a lot of rain today, so be careful.
But the weekend looks white girl basic spectacular. I mean,
it is going to be pumpkin spice and boot weather.
Mm-hmm. Pumpkin spice, boot weather, and fires.
Listen. There's a lot of farmers that listen to this radio show. Get ready. The apple orchards.
Oh, I'm going on Sunday. I know you are.
You're white.
I swear, I'm going apple picking on Sunday.
do you have to wear your mask while you do that?
No. Well, I don't know. We'll take ours, but most of them are so spread out that you can be 6 feet apart from someone.
Yeah, that's the good thing about these orchards. Mm-hmm. You can do it safely.
And the smaller ones take reservations, so...
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So you have your own time slot?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay.
It's going to happen this weekend. Everyone's going to be all fall.
Well, everybody be safe today because there is a lot of rain, obviously. Be careful on the roads. And Roy will take you home with traffic and weather updates coming up this afternoon.
Yeah, man. I'll be here in the studio from 4 to 7:30. Got the 5 o'clock traffic jam, high 7 to 7. And me, Roy Brown.
Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Reasons why it's okay to miss your ex.
All right, producer Nicole, since you're the one who is dealing with an issue, sitting in there crying in your feels right now,
What?
Well, it's a rainy morning.
Yeah, we're just setting up the bit, man.
Yeah, I'm just the sheep.
No, seriously, you just recently went through a breakup. Let's see if any of these hit home for you.
Okay.
Of course, the number one reason on why it's okay to miss your ex is if the split was recent. Everybody knows that. But here's one that I think a lot of people feel weird to feel. Like, they feel like they shouldn't feel about it. But you had good times. Even though there was bad, but you still shared happy memories. And it's okay to think about that.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Like, I went on a Mexican Riviera cruise with the last girl I dated in California, and we really were pretty much broken up at that point, but we had already paid for the cruise, and I went on the cruise, and, like, some of my fondest memories, you know, about living in California was going to, like, Puerto Vallarta and Cozumel, and, you know, with her, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, just because you fell out of love doesn't mean there was never love. To, you know what I mean? You can always.
I think it's harder sometimes after a bad relationship to remember the good times.
What are you chuckling about in there?
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess when, like, Lauren and I broke up, like, that, I focused on the good. So it was, like, opposite. So she was just like, nah, it was bad. And I was like, no, but there's some good. And then now I'm like, the bad definitely outweighed the good.
And that's, but Thailand for you was a tremendous trip.
They were, like, broken up or something.
I mean, but here's the thing. But, like, if I redo that trip with the right person, like, I would never think of the first trip.
Wow.
I know. She has
just rewrite the history.
You have feels about Lauren that we know nothing about, and that's fine. They're your own thing. But, like, I guess.
No, I'm just, like, overplaying the victim. Or okay. Not overplaying the victim. I'm done taking the blame.
Okay.
Oh.
Wow.
Ooh. It's been like that, though.
Oh, not with us. That's interesting.
I forgot I had that sound effect.
That's literally what we did.
He's going to do it again, overwear it.
I'm sorry. It's just
make Roy's laugh. That's what I like to do. Make Roy laugh. I figure if I make Roy laugh, someone else in their car is laughing.
We literally did that. Okay, let's get through reasons. So it's okay to miss your ex. Obsessing over what went wrong. Trying to analyze how the end came about.
That is okay?
That's okay.
Oh, good.
It's okay.
Allow my name all over it.
Let's see here. Now, it's not okay to let these thoughts make a standstill in your life, but it's okay to try to unpack what occurred. You're trying to move on. In order to move on, sometimes you got to miss your ex. It's okay to process. It's okay to miss your ex when you're comparing. You're going to do that quite a bit. And the only thing that's going to fix comparing is time and finding someone that actually treats you the way you deserve to be treated.
Fair.
Because when you find the person that you can outweighs the compare, then you know. If you're lonely, especially around the holidays, it's okay to miss your ex.
It's coming.
It's okay. The holidays, the fall and winter times bring a lot of memories for couples, and it's okay to experience loneliness. It's okay to miss your ex because of reminders. This is especially if you're in a small town. Maybe it was that one restaurant you guys always went to, or your only place you always saw, or the one place you always met up.
Or you got a tattoo, you know, together.
Right. Sometimes you can't just hide from the reminders. They're going to be there.
Is it easier now that Lauren's not living in Charlotte for you? Producer Nicole, your long-term girlfriend of 4 years, you're broken up now. She's not here.
If you had to see her all the time, would it be harder?
No, I mean, to be honest, we could run into each other every single day and it wouldn't change anything.
But you used to text and stuff.
Yeah,
is that,
I mean,
gone?
We don't really speak anymore, but.
Oh.
What? Sound effect.
But I mean, like she lives in Raleigh. So, like, if I went to Raleigh and, like, post pandemic went out with my friends, it would probably more likely happen than not that I would run into her. And it would be like, hey, what's up? Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right. But what I'm saying, I broke up with someone and then I moved out of California, so I didn't. Here's me selfishly thinking that it probably had to be harder for her than it was for me, because she was the one stuck looking at the restaurants and, you know, like, remembering things that we did, and I got to move out and move on. Yeah.
Right.
Bro, she probably moved on.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she did. I'm pretty sure she moved on while we were together, by the way. It's 95.1. All right, I told you I had a pizza hack for you guys. You're going to love this. two hacks, actually. One is, Roy, Loren, you pick up a pizza from the store. You're taking it home, your favorite pizza place. And you put it on your seat. And it slides around.
Okay.
All the cheese is going to melt off to one side.
Cheese melts off. Your toppings might fall around. Delivery people have given us a hack at kitchen.com. KTCHN, by the way, .com. And I just blogged about this at kiss951.com. You put a soda bottle underneath the back end of the pizza when it's on the seat. So the part of the pizza that would dip down, because that's the way your car seat goes,
mm-hmm.
you put a soda bottle underneath it, and it keeps it flat and therefore keeps your pizza perfect upon arrival at your home.
That's good.
Great.
Good hack, right?
I usually put mine on the floor because the floorboard is flatter than the seat.
My large pizza won't fit in the floorboard.
Mm. Oh, what type of size pizza are you getting?
Me?
Yeah, the big ones, huh?
I mean, like the 18-inch. Yeah, it's not going to fit on the floor.
Yeah, but what if you just put your seat all the way back?
See, I get the 14-inch large. See, a Pizza Hut, their large is 14 inches, not 18. That's their large. And they don't think they go bigger than 14 inches. Yeah,
but wait a minute. Hold on. Now you've opened up another whole nother thing.
Yeah.
You don't pick up a pizza from Pizza Hut or Domino's. That's their delivering is their expertise.
We pick up Domino's all the time. Yeah. It's Cash's favorite pizza.
We don't go. I don't get delivery from Pizza Hut. Why do I want to pay the delivery fees? I just swing in and pick it up.
Now, sometimes I will say, if I'm like in my PJs, I will have it delivered. But if I'm out and I know I'm getting it for cash for dinner that night, I'll just pick it up.
How about this move? I don't care if I'm in my PJs. It's Pizza Hut. There's not much judgment. You walk in, you get your pizza, and you leave.
Quite honestly, if you show up in your PJs, you're dressed up to be at the Pizza Hut.
You're overdressed.
No, but like you, if you're out and about and you're going to pick up a pizza, you go to Hawthorne. Thorns, Libretto's, Lorenzo's. I mean, I'm just naming pizza places around here. I'm sure there's ones around your house.
Sal's.
Yeah. You know, you don't go Pizza Hut, Hungry Howie's, Domino's.
The chains.
Jets. They all deliver. That's their right. Okay. Anyway, the other hack. Listen to this. This I learned from my friend, and it's also on here on this list. You put the pizza into a skillet the next day to reheat it with a little water.
So is that what you're supposed to do? Because I was trying to figure out how to do the pizza thing. I ended up putting it in the oven, and it wasn't as crisp. It wasn't as good. So it's in the skillet.
Yep. We tested five popular methods, this article says, and found that the skillet with a bit of water method is the way to go.
Why?
To heat up a frozen pizza that is left over, or refrigerated pizza.
So I would think that a pizza stone in the oven would make it crispier than a skillet with
no,
a little water.
I could tell you I've tried it. Doesn't work.
Try that today, Roy.
I don't have leftover pizza hanging around.
I do. I'll try it.
But you know what else? Like a good water trick? You know, if you get like tortilla chips and they become stale, put them in the microwave with like a little bit of water and microwave that with the water and they boom. Get perfect.
Now, the oven method went 8 out of 10 according to their article, but the skillet method took 4 to 7 minutes, which is a lot less time. Pizza, it took them 35 minutes to crust up a slice. Is that right? A slice? How many pieces did they put in? Because that's a long time for one slice.
Well, you got to, yeah.
But I guess you got to heat it up. So, okay, we'll say.
Yeah.
And with the skillet, Loren, 4 to 7 minutes. The tasting, 9 out of 10.
Okay.
I'll put a little oil in it. Fry it.
There you go. All right. Your pizza hacks are up now at kiss951.com.
I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
I'm a huge fan of y'all's show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
Say I love you guys in Spanish for us.
Lo quiero mucho, muchachos.
Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss95.1.
All right. Loren, you know what's going on with all them rich people in Hollywood, celebrities. What's going on?
All the celebs.
Yeah.
All right. So Kristen Bell, she feels like she's being judged, but she told this story on a podcast about her two daughters drinking O'Doul's non-alcoholic beer.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that they've even done it like through their Zoom virtual learnings, but it's not a big deal to them. Now, it came from, I guess, this secret story or, you know, a a joke in the family where Dax Shepard used to put the kids in the baby Bjorn and walk around the neighborhood drinking a non-alcoholic beer, and the kids would paw at it, so he'd just put the rim in their mouth, and they would drink it when they were little. So now she says that it's kind of nostalgic for them, and they feel closer to their dad when they do it. So she doesn't see anything wrong with it.
Hater's gonna hate.
Yeah. A federal judge has sentenced an Austin, Texas man to 30 months in prison for stalking Taylor Swift. He sent over 40 emails, letters to her record label, trying to meet her, threatening her, and even on numerous occasions drove to Nashville to personally deliver them.
Yeah, she's not that into you, dude.
Yeah. And finally, Jim Carrey is signing on to play Joe Biden on Saturday Night Live this season.
That's interesting. I didn't know that he did a Biden impression.
I didn't either, but I could kind of see it.
Because, Roy, who did the Biden on SNL?
Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah, and he was funny.
Yeah, he was good. But Jim Carrey, man, it's been a minute since we've seen from him, so I'm kind of excited about it.
Me too.
So think about the star power now on Alec SNL. Baldwin. You'll have Alec Baldwin and Joe Biden, doing the debates and stuff together.
Yeah.
I love that.
Me too.
And they're going to be back in the studio in SNL.
Yeah, they're going back. We'll see. Hopefully it'll stay like that, but
no audience, which sucks, because the audience is so important on SNL.
I know, but I think, like, there's still pre-recorded segments to SNL, and I think we'll be okay without it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
But for more celebrity gossip, you can head to kiss951.com.
And while you're there, shop our store, Roy. We got great things there.
Yeah, we're going to do, we got masks that are like $10.
Ooh!
We got clothes. And, cups, I think.
Mugs. Yeah, lots of good stuff.
Hats.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff there.
Go check it out now, kiss951.com. Just search the store. And don't forget, the Rap Party Podcast will be up just after 10. And the on-demand replay always available on the Kiss 95.1 app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.